This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the Jewish holiday of Purim, celebrated this week, that commemorates the story of Queen Esther and the lessons about courage that it teaches.
In the Purim story, Esther is a shining example of courage, mainly because she was also the victim of intense fear. For most of the story, Esther was a passive character. She was raised by Mordechai, taken against her will to the palace, forced to marry King Xerxes, and then followed the rules set out by Mordechai regarding her conduct in the palace. When confronted with the task of saving the Jews, her immediate reaction was to reject it, explaining that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law. They will be put to death unless the king extends the golden scepter to them and spares their lives. This is from Esther 4:11. Esther, rightfully so, feared for her life. However, once Mordechai made his case, Esther rose to the occasion and proclaimed, "And if I perish, I perish." This is from Esther 4:16. In that moment, she realized that there was something much larger at stake, the very life and continuity of the entire Jewish nation. This was the turning point for both Esther and the Jews. For the first time, she became assertive in spite of her fear and commanded Mordechai to call a 3-day fast on her behalf. And the third day, she approached the king.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.